Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present is called Controlling the Human Desires and Appetites of the Flesh. And we're doing topic 4, and the heading is Starts with a Thought. Satan's strategy begins by planting a thought in your mind where he has access to. It may seem simple and harmless in the beginning, but it is a seed that will grow and produce a harvest. Satan wants us to entertain it, to meditate on it. We should restrain that thought by comparing it to the Word of God. That's why it's so important to know the Word of God and to have it in your spirit all the time. When something comes at you from the world or from anybody, don't just take it immediately. Check it out with the Word of God. Does it come against the Word of God, or does it agree with the Word of God? If it does not agree with the Word of God, bind it, throw it out, cast it down, and don't say it. Because the Bible says you take a thought when you say it. In the book of James, it tells us bluntly that if any man can control his tongue, he can control his whole body. Your tongue is the rudder of life. It determines your course, and no matter how hard you try to stop it, it's eventually going to start repeating those thoughts you've been entertaining in your mind. One of the most deadly results of unrestrained thinking is doubt. Doubt is a direct result of lasciviousness. Doubt comes when you start to allow yourself to indulge in thoughts that are contrary or opposite to the Word of God. Let me give you an example now. The Bible says, "By his stripes I am healed." This is for the born-again believer. I tell you what, I'm not sure I'm healed. My back hurts, my head hurts, and I'm just sure I'm catching the flu. How could I be healed when I feel bad? You fail to restrain the thoughts that are contrary to it. You simply allow them to float through your mind, and before you know it, they've crippled your faith and made you feeble. That's when Satan moves in on you with sickness and disease after you have robbed yourself of faith because of not understanding those thoughts. It's a deadly sequence, and it works the same way every time. Satan plants the thought, which gives birth to the words, and which gives birth to the actions and the events around you. Unrestrained thoughts lead inevitably to unrestrained words, which lead inevitably to an unrestrained life. An unrestrained life is doomed to destruction. Let me say that again. Unrestrained thoughts, lasciviousness, lead inevitably to unrestrained words, which lead inevitably to an unrestrained life. And an unrestrained life is doomed for destruction. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed point 4, or topic 4, Starts with a Thought. Please stay with me. This subject totally is very important to the life of a believer. What's coming up next will be part 5, and the topic is called Countering the Attack. Thank you, and God bless.